Hi, my name is Arya Kaplan, and today we're going to be learning Shkalim, Chapter 8, Mishnahs 4 and 5. So Mishnah 4 begins, Paroches shenitmes bivlad hatoma. So the paroches is a curtain. We're told that in the temple there were 13 curtains, and specifically in the second base of Mikdash, there were two curtains that separated between the Holy and the Holy of Holies. And we'll see that our Mishnah could potentially be talking about all 13, but towards the end of the Mishnah, we'll see that they'll deal specifically with some of the issues that might be dealing with the two that stood between the Holy and the Holy of Holies. So this particular curtain, or one of the curtains, becomes contaminated through a secondary tumah. So what's going on here is the following case, that there was a liquid which touched a biblical av hatumah. So, for example, a liquid touched a corpse of something like that. And normally, liquids or anything that became tame from a primary tumah, which would be called a secondary tumah, can only contaminate food or drink, but not people or utensils. But the rabbis made a rabbinic decree that liquids can contaminate utensils. And so therefore, if this particular liquid touched our curtain, so now this curtain is rabbinically tame, rabbinically impure. And therefore, matvilin osa bifnim. So since this particular curtain is only secondary tumah, only rabbinic tumah, we're allowed to bring it to the mikvah in the temple complex itself. Umachnisin osa miyad. And if, for whatever reason, this curtain was not brought to the mikveh in the temple complex. Rather, they brought it to mikveh outside of the temple complex. They can bring it back immediately. Normally, the rule is somebody who is tamei and goes to mikveh during the daytime can still not go to the Beis HaMikdash right away. Must wait for the evening to come. But whereas this curtain was only rabbinically impure, therefore, once it goes to mikveh, it can immediately come back. The shenitmeis ba'av hatumah. Let's say a corpse or some other avatumah, a sheret, touched the curtain, so now it was biblically impure. Madvilosa bachot. Then we're not allowed to bring it to the mikveh in the temple. We must take it outside of the temple and bring it to the mikveh there. Veshotchenosa bachel. And it spread on the chel. And the reason it was on the chel is because it needed a place to dry. But the chel was outside of the courtyard, and anything that was biblically impure, again, as we said earlier, needs to be brought to the mikveh and cannot come back into the Beis HaMikdash until the nightfall. So it remained on the chel until nightfall. V'im haisa chadasha. Let's say they made a brand new curtain. So what was the rule in that case? So, shotchin osa al gag ha'itzava. So they would place it, after bringing it to the mikveh, they would put it on top of the gaga itzava. Now, brand new curtains, midoraisa in the Bible, do not need to go to the mikveh. However, the rabbis established that all the kelim, all the vessels of the temple, go to the mikveh before they are used. And they placed it, and then, so after they bring in the mikveh, they place it on the itzava. Why? Kidei shiyira ha'am es malachtan shihina'am. So people would see how beautiful this curtain is. So the itzava was a lovely spot. It was this place where you pretty much could see anything on the roof of the itzava throughout Yerushalayim, and the people in the temple officers wanted everyone to see. And we'll learn later on in the Masechta that this curtain was quite huge and quite expensive, and we're actually told that they had to replace two of the curtains every year. And one explanation is that we were replacing the curtains that are between the Holy and the Holy of Holies, and because the incense let off a lot of black smoke, by the end of the year, the curtains got dirty, and therefore every single year, we'll hear about it, that they need to make a new one. So, therefore, they want people to see how beautiful it is, so people will be inspired to donate when they have to do a new one. That concludes the fourth Mishnah. Now, the fifth Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Yishum Rabbi Shimon ben Haskan. So, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says the name of Rabbi Shimon, the son of the deputy. So, now we're going to talk about the paroches avia tefach. So, this curtain was very thick. It was approximately a hand breadth, somewhere between 3 and 4 inches thick. So, that means that it was 72 threads. Each layer was 72 threads thick, which is unbelievable. That's why it was about 3 to 4 inches thick. And the Mishnah continues. So each of the 72 threads was made up of 24 pieces. So 24 little threads, which made up of each of the 72 big threads. Arka arba'im ama. So
The curtain was 40 cubits long. Verachva esrim ama. And it was 20 cubits wide. So it was 40 long, 20 wide, and between 3 and 4 inches thick. Umishmonim ushte rivo na'aseis. And this is unbelievable. It was made of 82 times 10,000. So there's an argument as to what that means exactly. So some say it means it would cook 820,000 gold coins of value of the cost. Others sort of switch the word rivoa for a little bit of a different word, which is revote, which means young maidens. So according to that understanding of the Mishnah, it took 82 women to sew the curtain. And there's another understanding, which is that it's made of 820,000 threads. Either way, either it's a great cost, or took a lot of people to make it, or took an extreme amount of threads. Either way, it was a huge undertaking, and it was a masterpiece. And we're told now, Ushtayim Osin Bechol Shana, and they had to make 2 of these every year. Spoke about this a little bit in last mission of that, because there were 2 curtains between the Holy and the Holy of Holies, and they got dark from the smoke that was in the base of Megdash, so they had to make new ones each year too, so they would all be beautiful. Ushalosh Meos Kohanim Matvilinosa. And it took, when every time they wanted to bring a new one, we were told that every time a new vessel comes to the base Mikdash, Midarabanan, they bring it to the mikvah. So it took 300 Kohanim to bring it to the mikvah. And the Rishami says on this that this wasn't meant to be literally. It was just that, it's a Lashon Guzma, sort of an exaggeration in order to show how powerful, how strong, and how beautiful this current was. That concludes the 5th Mishnah. I hope everyone has a great day.